Who can calculate the ways that the stress and trauma of racism clog one's arteries, creating blockages and inhibiting access to deeper inner movement? In 2016, I had the opportunity to formally study restorative yoga in a teacher training format led by Dr. Parker. Having studied restorative yoga in many different capacities, I was delighted to continue my learning with Gail. The first night of training, we discussed stress responses. Previous restorative trainings I had attended only examined the fight or flight response. Gail included another response, tend and befriend, a uniquely feminine response to stress first proposed by Shelley E. Taylor. That inclusion of what is often left out of restorative yoga training's initial overview of the stress response was a prelude to the way Dr. Parker taught restorative yoga and trained teachers. As only a woman with 50-plus years of experience as a psychologist, researcher, community leader, in addition to yoga educator, therapist, could. Over the course of that first restorative yoga teacher training with Gail, she addressed something else I had never heard acknowledged in all my years of being a student and teacher of yoga: race-based trauma and stress. Within her naming of this, I found affirmation of so much of my experience as an African-American woman in the world. She offered the perspective that teachers of yoga need to first be aware of this stress and impact within self in order to be more aware of it within our students.